Hi, and welcome to our apprentice training. We're going to be working on the art of discovery. We'll see how many people get in. We have 26 apprentices currently, hoping to build that number in the next couple months to a much bigger number, but you're going to get some intimate attention from me today. I was kind of blown away by the chart. It's a pretty big chart for discovery, for being able to have your intuition work and get clear insights as, oh my goodness, okay, so we have less than 10 people so far, okay. All right, so I'm going to show you the chart so we can get started on that, and then we'll do our normal, like we do every time, we'll do our normal beginning. So here is the chart we'll be working on. Right permission and ability. Right permission and ability to understand how to clear and discover my own issues as well as those of family members and clients, to be free to have wonderful insights when addressing the issues. And see in multidimensional ways for great activations and transformations, removing amalgamated, controlling, damaging, delusion, disgust, evil, intertwined, intolerant, parasitical, and suppressive, and addictive. And actually, it's kind of surprising for 26 folks. Look at, we had almost two full columns in the advanced spiritual interferences. And as you can see, I brought a lot of the interferences 1 through 7 up so that we could fit them all into this column, but we've got some extra things here. So E1 and E2, and then all these extra things too. So there was a lot of spiritual interferences affecting you guys. Oh, and doorknob, we'll be doing doorknob. Double pump if your hand gets tired of doorknob, but doorknob's what we're doing today. Okay. Oops, just a minute here. The slides seem to have slid away. Where are they? Huh. They're there. Okay, here we go. All right, and welcome to everybody who did make it on the call. I'm delighted that you're here. MK, Emilia, looks a beautiful day. Oh, thank you. I had a little bit of a makeover. I had my makeup and hair done. I had new clothes. We're going on an adventure, and I thought I need a new look. So thank you for noticing. Anne, Arcady, Anita, Nettie, and Anne-Marie, welcome. And Todd, would you let me know, is there anybody on the phone lines? Great. Okay. Oh, here we go. Mother, Father, God, we ask for your blessings on this call, and for every apprentice, the apprentices that are part of our program, and those who are making a decision and coming into the program. We ask that you increase our intuition, our insight, our foresight, our awareness, so that we might really enjoy discovering and then using the activations to transform and really improve situations for people. We thank you so much for the light that you bring in, for the love, the happiness, the joy that we experience. And we thank you for all the support that we have in our life, the tech team and family members and housekeepers and mother's helpers and designers and everybody who supports us, people who wait on us at restaurants and people who help us at the gas station. We thank you for all the ample support you give us to have an amazing and wonderful life. We ask for your presence, the presence of the angels, the golden legions, gods, goddesses, saints and sages, Jesus and Mary, all of those of the greater and lesser traditions who stand with us to get this work out in the world. We thank you. Amen. And then together, I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Vakratunda Makaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvigna Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvadam Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwaraha Guru Sakshat Parad Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Jum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shanti 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 Om Peace, Peace, Peace. May the entire world be filled with peace. Tatastu, so be it. Okay, we're going to go back to our chart. Okay, good. Well, I guess we're just a tiny group then. It says 10, so there must be 8 of us, 8 students, and then Todd and myself. Okay, you look particularly stunning today. The color makes your eyes shine. Lots of love. Oh, thank you, Amelia. And hi to Saval. And Anne-Marie from Finland. I think I said hi to everybody else. So wonderful. Sorry, Todd, I see that you put it into the chat. I missed it. I apologize. Okay. Alrighty. So we're doorknobbing. And how many of you let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, 8. So how many of the 8 of you work with family members and clients? How many of you are struggling or having challenges with figuring out how to approach something? And how many of you are feeling like, I'm getting it. I think I know what I'm doing. So that would be getting it, working with other people other than yourself is the first question, and then feeling like you're getting it or feeling like it's a little bit of a struggle to figure things out. Katie, good. I work with clients usually. I know what I am doing. Fantastic. Yeah. I felt that from you too, Arcady. It's funny because you were the one I did feel. Like, I work with people and I know what I'm doing pretty much. So that's great. Anita, I have my own business, but I do struggle. Okay. So in June, I'll be reissuing the master list. It'll be quite a bit bigger. Over the next month or so, I'd like to do a nice big cleanup on everything. It won't have all the details of all the new stuff, but it will have all of the advanced spiritual interferences. It will have all of the anchors that we've added. It will have all of the emotions and all of the programs that we've added. So it will be a much bigger list than the list we put out in December. So that's something to look forward to. The master list will be coming the first part of June for everybody. So those are things that you can muscle test. Okay, Emilia, currently I am all over the place, like not myself, and struggle to get focused. Oh, well, you know what? We all go through moments of that. Emilia, one of the things I'd love to see you do is if you have the wealth program, do you have the 21-day wealth program? You use the Wealth of Meditation 1, the Definitive Guide to Powerfully Generating Your Abundant Life. Sorry, just a blip there. But if you have that one, use that meditation for 7 or 8 days. That's gonna straighten you out. You're gonna feel like centered again if you use that. Also, if you have the beautiful program, the Prep and Clear, you use that a few days in a row. That'll really help you. Because sometimes when you feel kind of discombobulated, you've shifted a lot of energy. There's also some pretty intense cycles with astrology and cycles happening on the planet. So that would be really helpful for all of you if you have that one. I think the Definitive Guide to Powerfully Generating Your Abundant Life is one that really kind of gets you kind of straight and clear on who you are, gets you focused again. The Prep and Clear, it really helps with just getting you feeling really healthy in your body, in your skin, just really happy to be in your body. It just gets everything working really beautifully. And I have begun incorporating it into client work. Okay, good, Anne. And Amelia, yes, I do have both meditations. Thank you very much for your advice. Oh, perfect. And then walks in nature were really good too. We're just out of an intense Mercury retrograde. And little Adelia has really struggled with the house on the market and her maturity. I don't know. So I've got mother's helpers and I did it. So there's somebody here playing with Adelia downstairs right now. And I had somebody here yesterday, and we've got kind of the summer lined up. So Adelia should be getting more attention, which she needs. So I'm happy to have her just getting what she needs. MK. I work with people and have a feel of what is happening in their life, and most of the time I get a confirmation from them that is right. Good. And Nettie, yes, with family, feeling like I'm getting it. A little confusing when there are so many interferences to make a chart totally accurately. Exactly. So you do the best that you can, and everything you clear will make their life so much better. I love your meditation of the Simply Beautiful, by the way. I'm Maria, VIP client. Oh, good. Oh, that's Maria. Okay, great. Anne, however, it seems that things really start moving positively in the right direction, and I have some physical issues, such as my back goes out, and that sets me back. Yeah. I think if your back goes out, one of the things I do right away is just say, that's not me. If you can convince your body that it didn't actually go out, and that you own it, and that you're, you know, fully supported. Backs go out when you're not feeling supported. You might be able to just stop the back from going out. That might be one of the things that you might be able to do. Oh, so I'm working with my kids. Most of the time I know how and what to clear, but I would like to clear everything much faster. Since a few days, the teacher is back again, and this time more aggressive. Any advice in that case? That seems not like not the teacher, but an alien. Type 9 alien. That's interesting because it, you know, it does show up like a teacher. Because a 9 are, well, 10s are gurus. Let's look at that. Saval, so it's not, it feels like it echoes the feeling of the teacher, but it's actually a type 9. A D9, we've never even looked at that before. Okay, let's see if we can identify it a little better. A D9. It's a female. Is a D9 always a female? It is. Okay. And is it an alien? Yes. And is it anything that we've identified before? No. And is it from any of the star systems that others have come from? Yes. Okay. Something from a type, similar to a type 5, so let's look at that. Oh, Martian? Martian. So, let's see. Is it a Martian? No. No. Is it from Mars? Mars. Okay, it is from Mars. And it is aggressive. And controlling. Okay, and then let's see. Was it associated with her former ex-teacher? No. It's impersonating. And how did this one find her? Anything with anchors? Anything with other interferences? Anything with programs? With programs, okay. So this Type 9 female from Mars, aggressive and controlling, came from some kind of programming in your space of all. So let's look at programs and see what program would allow that to come in. Death is better. Genetic covenant. Clan. Declaration. And scorned. Okay. And if we cleared that and cleared, let's look and see if there were any anchors with this D9. Let's see. So the anchors, embedding, seeds, permeations. Nozzle. That's it for anchors. Okay, let's give that a try, see if that works. So we'll, you can work on that, Saval, if you'd like to, or you can work on this chart. But that, or maybe you want to work on the chart now and then work on that later. Well, this should go faster since there's just so few of us, too. That's kind of a nice advantage on gathering with just a few people. So we have a big list. But with a few people, it's going to go faster. While we're doing this and pumping, I wanted to show you, I don't know if you've seen this, we got the new book arrived, this Ovarian Rosary, and on the back cover it's a picture of Adelia and I walking, and this is about when I was having fertility treatments. What I wanted to show you, if you haven't seen it, look at that picture. You see that's Adelia there? I drew that 15 years ago. I called it the hand of God. We all wish to be handed a healthy baby. Perhaps I knew this would be how my dream of motherhood would be fulfilled, God reaching out and handing me a newborn, perfect, beautiful, not of my womb, but fully born of my love and my heart. And then I have to ponder, because I did do a second drawing of a second baby. And I'm wondering if that, when we look at that and we see the little fella or a little girl that I get, if that'll be, if that'll look like the other one. So this is beautiful. I did a illuminated manuscript. And so the rosary, we were able to, I wrote it on papyrus paper. We were able to get a really beautiful copy for not a lot of money. And then it's got, so it's color pages. It's gorgeous. And it's got the rosary. It's not necessarily something you would say, but it's for people who are going through fertility treatments. Those are all the vials that I used and all kinds of things that I turned into art afterwards, all kinds of paraphernalia that you're using to get pregnant if you can. I had 13 miscarriages going through fertility treatment. There's a crown of thorns that's pretty intense. So, turned out to be really beautiful. I'm thrilled with this book. If you have any interest or you know somebody going through fertility treatments and you want to kind of understand what that's all about, this is a beautiful spiritual approach to that. Talks about the quest of mothering and motherhood. No, Anne, there is not. And that was what I just said. We've got a huge list, long list. We have spiritual interferences, pretty well defined, 1 through 8. Pretty well, not completely. But the advanced interferences, no. But as I can, each day I'm trying to get one of them. But there's more than 100. And we, you know, we're clearing them, not knowing exactly what they are, but identifying a letter and a number for them so that they're identified. But no, we do not have that. So that, you know, might be something to really work on over the next 6 months. It's more than 100, and it's interesting. I'll tell you what, though. Carrie helped. She sent some ideas. Saval has helped a few times. She sent some ideas. Julie C. has helped. She sent a few ideas. And then I can test, and if you have an intuition or you were on a site and you happen to notice these four names, and I wonder if they're anything to do with our list, I'm happy to check, and we can add names and identify them also by all of us apprentices and me working together too. So if you, you know, have time to do that or you happen to notice and you just shoot something over to me, I can check it. Same with, we were looking for a few more anchors, and Carrie sent me a list of anchors a couple months ago. It was really helpful. So added like another 5 or 6 things that we can look for. So if you see something that you think this would help, this might be part of the list. It might be a letter and number that we've got identified that we don't have a name for or a description for. I can look at that. There's I'm hoping that there will be more hours in the day with Help with Adelia. So we'll see. It's been a little bit difficult to I stay up at night. I get up sometimes at 4 in the morning to work on things. And there's a point where I can't do more. So, but we'll see. But as a team, I think together we're better. Can we get the chart in the chat box? Oh, yeah, definitely. Another monster chart. There we go. Where do we order the book? They're available. The books are it's in the chat box now. So they're available on the website at this point. And I think you can order them right from Amazon, too. So if you're in another country, I do autograph them. So if you order the Ovarian Rosary from me directly, it'll be signed with love. We've got some beautiful books now. I was thinking about that. We have the poetry book, and we have both of the illumination books. They're so gorgeous, and they're integrating the art and, you know, poetry and verse and the sacred part of things, as well as we've got Quantum Healing Secrets, Awakening the Healthy Human, 100% You Formula, and Your Divine Human Blueprint. And then we've got, gosh, we must have one more. Two illumination books. Oh, I know. Balance Your Life Now with the guidebook included in it. So we've redone that one. It's wonderful. And that's now available. So that's 9 books we've got available now. Were we doing how to ask questions to make muscle testing more accurate? Today was on the art of discovery, and then muscle testing. How to ask questions to make muscle testing more accurate? I can do something on that for you. That wasn't what I had. We could talk about that. It's a good thing to talk about. Let me just get a blank page here. So with muscle testing, when you're asking a question with muscle testing, you're asking for a definitive answer, right? Let's see. I might have easily can get the muscle testing explanation chart up. So let's see if I can pull that up because that explains it nicely too. Let's go through the muscle testing directions chart. Well, you've all seen this a few times. I've put it into a number of the classes. Okay. So we did a little clearing statement on this one, but this is just more a directions chart. And then we are doing muscle testing this week. All of you are, because you're apprentices, you're all in the class, and we have about 160 students already signed up, so should be a really phenomenal class. You'll have 5 charts. We'll be working on a big chart for the people in the class, and then you'll have the previous 4 charts will also be provided for you in muscle testing. So using your right hand and ring finger, hold your ring finger straight and firm, so obviously, and then make the statement, I have the right permission and ability to, and then whatever it is that you're looking for, or I have a challenge with, and then whatever you're wondering about. So what you're really doing with muscle testing is you're going to ask or make a statement that's a yes or no answer. Okay, so I just did something really interesting, which I think you'd be curious about. So let me talk about that a little bit. And I'll provide this for you. But it's really just making the statement, the yes or no statement. I think what I was wanting to do is help you be able to not just have one way that you see things, but to have a whole view screen of many ways that you see things, so that you don't just see the apple as a red apple, but you might see the apple as with grains and little spots and a stem and leaves and seeds on the inside and golden and wet and, you know, particles vibrating and the encapsulated part of this seed. So I want you to see more parts than just the apple itself is what I want. And that's why we're doing the clearing chart, the big clearing chart we're doing right now. Yeah, so I just asked a question. I notice I'm a little bit I don't feel crystal clear right at the moment. And that could be I'm a little overtired, a little taxed, but I feel like pressure in my head. And just like there's more than me there. And so I asked the first question, are there people in bodies? Because I don't have a lot of spiritual interferences. So I was asking, are the people in bodies who are the people in body putting their energy or information in my head? And I get, yes. Okay. Energy, information. So they're putting their information in their head. And are they trying to get information from me? No. Trying to control me? Trying to have me do something different? So I'm just asking a question like, what is this? Because it's not me. Now, as I start saying it's not me, I actually start feeling lighter. It's not me. It's not me. So so is it the realtor? Realtor. So realtor is a yes. See, that's a yes. So the realtor. I'll just say, because that someone might know this person. So is it someone else? And I get a yes. Okay. Is it Adelia? Adelia's no. Does Adelia have any stuff in my head? No. Okay. Is it people from church? No. Is it more students? Students. Okay. One, two, three. Three students. Are they apprentices? Is one of them an apprentice? None of them are apprentices. Are they VIPs? Two VIPs. Okay. And did they get in because of the cycle that we're going through, that Mercury retrograde ended, but there was something intense that happened right after that? You get in from a cycle? Did they get in from a promotion? Did they get in from me being tired? Oh, from me being tired. So when you're tired, you're out of balance a little bit, and energies can come in that don't belong in you. Okay. And then if I just say this is not me for 5 minutes, would that clear? No. Do I have to clear it? Yes. 3 minutes. I just have to clear for 3 minutes, and my head will feel clear. So that would be a way that I look at anything. It's just to start asking, well, if it doesn't feel like me, or if it isn't a natural occurring, because once you've worked with people a while, you'll know what's not naturally occurring, what doesn't feel right or shouldn't be there, and then you want to ask, you know, what is it? So a couple of days ago, I did find, though, also when I did the training for 400 people, the Grow Younger, on the second to the last day, we did really a lot of classes with a huge number of people. A gray was able to put some implants into my head, which have made it a little more difficult for me to speak, which has been kind of weird. So that was one thing I was locating. So let's see, I'm going to do this, and then I'll do that next. So if you're cleaning house and you're going, well, what is it that's affecting me? So you might have thought, well, I'm just tired and I'm tripping over my words. But it seems like, well, that was, you know, I have days when I'm not tired. so So we can look at that too. So this is just me using myself as an example to show you how to examine yourself, how to ask for questions, how to, you know, find your answers. I think what I was reading was the muscle testing class coming up. Oh, good, Nettie. Great, because it's coming up. So, and I thank you so much for the compliments. I went into the hairdresser and I said, I want something perky and, you know, kind of more, anyway, I said, just chop it off. So she took 6 inches of hair off. So it feels great. It feels wonderful. I feel refreshed. And it'll be a fun beach hair to go with, a little bit shorter and, anyway, it's playful here. Okay, let's see. Did I clear that? 1 minute left. And then I'm going to pull on the list, and we'll see what anchors were inserted that I still haven't gotten out, so we can see that too. And then you guys have the list that we're clearing, the apprentice clearing, in the chat box. Okay, let's see. So I'm just going to move all of this stuff down a little bit. Okay. So I can ask because I, you know, I'm not without, things can get in me. So are there any aliens themselves actually in me or in my head? I'm getting a no. Okay. Are there anchors that are causing problems with my speech? Yes. Embedding, Lucifer stops. Holographic staples. Implants. Nanobots. Hitch. And anything that we don't have defined, is there more? No. And if I clear that, would my speech pattern go back to normal? No. It would go back 96%. So there's something else. Is it in the emotions, labels, brands? Okay, so we're going to go up to the programs. I'm going to go to 100%. Okay, let's see what's in there. Evil spirit curse. Oh, okay. Shock. Avaricious. Somebody wanting something from me, obviously. Clan. Isolation, lineage loser, and scorned. Oh, boy. Boy, well, that has my mother's signature on it all over the place. Okay. So then that, would that be, if I clear all of that, is it 100%? And then my speech pattern go back to 100% normal? 99%. And do I need to clear my mother? I do see. I need to clear my mother again. Okay. My mother can get on a tangent. She doesn't have a good mental health. She doesn't have good boundaries. And she can get angry and put a lot of stuff in my space. So time to clear her again. So that's good. So that's kind of probably more where all this interference came from. Okay, Nettie. Okay. Okay, good. So no other comments there. So do you see how I'm doing that? I'm just asking the question and I'm then going, is that 100%? Is that 100%? And then if I clear my mother, would I have to do a whole karma clearing? No, just clear her out of my space. Does she have anchors? My mother has anchors? Okay. Okay. So then I'd look at what anchors are available to my mentally ill mother. And let's see here. Spore. it's for. Okay. Is there anything that I didn't see? No. So if I clear my mother, her energy, we don't have cords, contracts, agreements. We don't have, do we have shared energy? She has energy in my space again. Okay. So energy in my space and a spore. Okay. Do you see how I'm doing it? So I'm just kind of using myself as a guinea pig here to give you an idea of how it works. Are there comments coming in and I can't see them? Oh, there's one. Thank you for going over the way you ask questions to Muscle Test. Very helpful. Oh, good. Okay. Okay, let's look at the chart again. Okay, and for all of us who are on the call, and we do anywhere from 45 minutes to 60 minutes on this call, so it's not always a 60-minute call. Since we don't have a lot of active questions going on, I think we could wrap this up. We're at like 97%, so I think we're going to end right here in maybe 2 or 3 minutes. We'll end when we're finished with this chart. And then we have a busy week this week. I hope all of you are signed up for Earth Day. We're looking to have a whole lot more people than we do. And I'm grateful for all of the people who have signed up so far. So thank you. If you're one of them, I assume all of you are. And this should be really nice, because I think as we worked on intuition, inner vision, and then we add to that insight, and then really being able to ask and get multidimensional answers for great activations and transformations. I think that's yet another way that intuition improves. Yeah, that is exactly the same process. Uh-huh. You don't even have to hold them in your mind. Just you think their name or you think of them, and then you're asking the question for them. Okay. All right. So I'm going to end here with a song. 1, 2, 3, 4. Probably about 4 more minutes of doorknobbing for everybody. And that this chart will be done. And we did a great job. And a nice little tiny class here. So, Amelia, is there a way to keep other people's energy out of our space for good? It's a good question. Maybe we start doing clearing charts like that. I haven't been able to accomplish that. That is one of my flaws, but it was seen by the Native American seers that I would always need people to stand for me and protect me, which is very interesting. So in my 30s, that was shown that I was here to help, and I was like my I don't have a xiphoid process. My heart chakra is completely open. There's no bone there. So I have all this love that goes out to people, and so it needs a little bit. Love needs protection. But if we were to create charts on keeping people's energy out, the thing is, you want energy exchanges with people you love and people who are in your life in that way. So it's a dance, isn't it? But, yeah, I mean, invader people, you don't want parasitical energies and things like that. So can we create a chart that would keep people's energy out? I get no on this point. But let's keep asking that question, okay? Let's keep asking it, because something could change. And we could get clear enough that we didn't have any matching energies that would allow that in. So I like the idea of it, but when people say, oh, you can just put up something and then they're protected, I know that that's not true. So good question. All right. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. I love you. God bless you. Have an amazing day. And I'll probably see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.